Gerard, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Let's get your take on yesterday's game.
I mean, they came out strong. The Detroit offense came out, did what they wanted to do early in the game, but we kind of buckled down in the fourth quarter. Offense did a great job putting up points on the board.
Hey, Gerard, you're having a monster year. We were just talking about your tackles, far and away more tackles than any other player in football right now. What's going on? Are you guys doing things schematically to kind of make you the enforcer there, or is it just the way things are breaking? Why are you having such a monster year in your opinion?
It's kind of just the way things are happening. You know, we haven't really changed the front up too much. That 34 defense from before is just kind of the way the game is playing out.
Gerard, if you go on NFLstats.com and go to tackles and see your name in lights as the number one guy with a lot of room to number two, do you care about that at all?
Not really. You know, I care about winning games. I know you guys are probably like, here's another guy saying that, but I do honestly care about winning games, and we're sitting here at 9-2 right now, and I'm happy just to have that record right now.
Hey, Gerard, the Patriots have kind of struggled to get a great shutdown cornerback type player over the last few years, but you might have one in Devin McCourty. Could you talk a little bit about his play and what he's meant for the team and how he's coming along as kind of a really promising rookie?
You know, when Devin first came here, I knew he had a great work ethic. He was always in the film room, always trying to get better. And as the season is going on, you can see that really taking place on the football field, and he's playing excellent football for us right now.
Gerard, you hear blowhards like us from time to time talk about, the Patriots give up a lot of yards. Their third down conversion rating is last in the league. There is no way, no how, this team can continue to play defense like that and go deep in the playoffs. Tell me why I'm wrong.
The turnovers. I think the turnovers really, giving our offense a short field really helps out this team. Like you said, we're struggling a little bit on third down. We have to get that fixed if we want to win. And, we have to play our best football from now on. So we have to fix that third down defense, but in the meantime, the turnovers will definitely help us out.
Gerard, biggest game of the year coming up against the Jets. Have you had any time to look at? I know you played them earlier this year, and that was a tough game for you guys, but have you been looking at them again? What's your take, your kind of first reaction take on the Jets?
You know, it was a very tough game the first time we played them. You know, we were kind of in control of that game early on, and then just kind of lost it a little bit. But I did get a chance to watch the game a little bit last night over some turkey, and they're still a good team, still a great team, so it'll be a major challenge for us.
I know it's a grind, Gerard, training camp, week-to-week football. What do you do in your 2 or 3 days off?
You just try to rest. You just try to get your body right. And then at the same time, you try to use that time constructively and get in and watch a little bit of film and try to get a jump on the competition.
You care about the Pro Bowl?
It's a great honor. It's a great honor to get the Pro Bowl. I'm not going to sit here and lie and say that it wouldn't be a great honor to go. But at the same time, like I said earlier, the Super Bowl is more important.
Good enough. Thanks, Gerard.
Thank you.
Gerard Mayo.